Tom, if you were still in one of your old jobs at the State Department or the White House, and the president said, look, I don't want to hear discouraging ideas. What I want to hear are your best ideas for what we can do to get Mr. Putin to alter his calculus. What would you tell the president?
There are, I think, two things. One is we do have to recognize it is the Ukraine question, and it's where Ukraine is going to be located economically and geopolitically over the long term. And maybe Russia had significant levers of influence in Ukraine, but the problem was that Ukraine was drifting westward. Mm-hmm. That's what the negotiation of the association agreement was all about. NATO was still on the table, even if pushed way on the back burner at this point. So one of the positive things you try to do is to take Ukraine off that geopolitical table at this point. A lot of people have talked about neutrality, non-alignment. Can you formalize that in some way? For some period, to give Putin some confidence that Ukraine is not going to be in play.
Well, the Prime Minister of Ukraine just the other day basically said, we have no intentions of becoming a member of NATO, basically meant to reassure, shall we say,
Absolutely.
Mr. Putin.
But this would have to be something that then is endorsed by the United States, the major European powers.
Should that be something the United States is prepared to do, either on its own or in exchange for something else?
I think it's something the United States should be prepared to do on its own, and it's something that you want to have a conversation with Mr. Putin about as well.
What about the question, as some have said, of arming the Ukrainians, the idea that the United States and the West would provide arms? I've heard the other side argued that that's the worst of all options because it would be so slow to have a real military effect, yet it might actually provoke Mr. Putin to do something.
Look, I mean, the problem we have is the Ukrainian state and the state of the Ukrainian state. I mean, the way you would deal with Putin, ideally, is to build a functioning Ukrainian state. Russia moves into vacuums. They don't move into places where they're going to meet stiff resistance.